Tonight's Shia Simeration on Zayin, Siv Gimel through Zayin. Siv Gimel, Elu Haim Devarim Hamosifim Hevel. These are things that would add heat, and it's prohibited to insulate with these items even before Shabbos starts. Pesoiles Shel Zaysim. If you have the remains of squeezed olives, O Shel Shumshumin, or from sesame, v'zevel, manure, v'melach, salt, v'sid, lime, v'choil, sand, v'nachim, v'nivashim, whether moist or dry, v'tevin, v'zagin, straw or sediment from wine, u'moichin, the cotton pieces, v'asovim, grasses, v'zman, sheshloshton, lachin, when those three are moist, it's also mosif hevel. So I believe a lot of this has to do with decaying organic matter. When you have organic matter that decays in the natural process of decay or composting, it will give off heat. It will create heat. And that's an example of their time, things that are Moisef Hevel. If you put your pot into the compost pile, that's Moisef Hevel. That would be a problem, Erev Shabbos. The Eilu Dvarim She'ena Mosifim Hevel. The following do not add heat. Kesus, clothing, uperos, fruits, v'kanfeyoina, feathers from doves, shar noitzes, other feathers, una'ora shal pishtin, pieces of flax, and the sur shal charoshim, or sawdust, perish hakash, hadak, hanoifel mena eitz, kishim agar, nasob magir. When you saw wood, you get a fine powder. Those things are not moisef hevel. Yesh oimim, some say, the mutula hatim b'saloyim, that it's permitted to insulate with rocks, afal pishim will see from hevel, even though they will make it hotter. The mils lo shechicha lo gozer rabbonim, things that are not common, the chum did not decree against. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sivkan desvav, oshal shumshmin or sesame, afal gav le in hatmona besochon shavim heim, even though when it comes to insulating, psoilo shal zesim or shumshmin are the same, mekamalkam yeshchilik benen, still there's a difference. When it comes to sesame, and this is true of the other things mentioned here, it's only osur to insulate in them. But if you insulated in something permitted, let's say you put it into a box of wool, then you could put the box of wool on top of these other things mentioned in the Mechaber. Al gefes shel zesim, when you deal with the psoilus of the squeezed olives, also lahaniach, that you can't even put the box on top of that. The chamim itfei, it gets so hot, u'mosifin hefel l'mal derech ha'kupa l'kadera, it'll add heat through the box to the pot. Sifka entezayim v'taven, straw, whether it's long, so cut to small pieces. V'zagin hu psoilus shel yekev yayin. Zagin refers to the remnants after you squeeze grapes in the wine press. Sifkan yudzayin u'muchin. So I said muchin, usually refers to cotton. He says kol dover rach koi muchin. Anything soft is really called muchin. Could go for instance semer gefen like cotton. U'tisha semer rach shel bem, or maybe small pullings of wool, soft wool from an animal. Ugreiras begodim bluyim, or strands of worn clothing. Sifkan yudches sheshloshtam. So all three of these are only moisif hevel when they are moist. Now, if you look, there's four things: tevin, zagin, mochin, and asavim. So Mishnah Berurah says choshev l'tevin v'zagin kechada. We count tevin and zagin, the straw and the grape sediment, as one. Sifkan yudches. Only lachin. The lachin yeshvan hevel harbe. When it's moist, there's more hevel yeshvan more than when it's dry. When we steam it samachar b'masha from the sides of the Shulchan Aruch, it's implied the bein lachin machmas atzvan. We don't care what makes it moist, whether it's naturally moist, bein lachin machmas davracher, or it got wet from somewhere else. Shnei masum. They're both also because it's moist of hevel. On them, however, kam achronim hiskimu. Many achronim agree. The dafka lachin machmas atzman, that we only say it's moist of hevel if it's naturally moist. Shei mechamos yoiser, that makes it hotter. Milachin machras mashkesh anofla aleim isha yavshu, as opposed to when it dried and then liquid spilled into it and made it moist, that's not moisif havel the same. Sifkon chaf. Now what's not moisif havel? Kasus, clothing. Vodin karma kasasas v'gizit serma, the same is true of pillows and blankets and wool. Sifkon chaf alafu perus. Fruits are not moisif havel. Kagon chitna mekitnias, like wheat and beans. Sifkon chaf beis. Or other feathers, not just yoina, not just dove. V'naked mitchila kanfayoina. We start with kanfayoina. V'hu lashna tam. That's the language of the Gemara. Mishum doyam motzulim. That was common to them to have feathers from dove. Sifkan chav gimel una iris from pishtin dak dak shenorim in pishtin. These are very fine fibers of flax that you shake off or comes off the flax. Sifkan chav dal. Rama says some say you're allowed to do atmana b'sloim. What are these rocks? Hainu avanim ketanim. These are small stones. Shemot siyin mehen esh. And flame can come from them. The kernos on avnei esh. They're called avnei esh. I'm assuming he means flint. Umashakasib delo shechicha. So the one says it's not common. Hainu delo shechicha klal shalat v'slam. It's very uncommon to put a pot into these rocks. Mishum shemeshab hagadir. They'll break the pot. Again, these pots are often pottery, ceramics. Oshemakalkan hamakla. It might ruin the food. I will darvish lefamim turn them behem, but something which sometimes they will use for insulation, avagav the loshchiach, even though it's not prevalent, gazu buchak rabban, the rabban would make a gazir. Kosev Rashal, the Rashal writes betshuva, efer cham, hot ash, who darvish enu moisiv hevel. It doesn't add heat, v'shar litman bo, and you can insulate it with it. Elkin ma'oyu begacham, unless there are coals mixed in. This is quoted by Liravatos Shabbos, other Achronim. And the rule is that anything which doesn't add heat, even though it may be warm itself, if it doesn't add heat, is mutter to insulate Erev Shabbos. And we're not worried. Again, we're talking about Erev Shabbos. Dover Moisef Havel is also Erev Shabbos. If it's not Moisef Havel, then Erev Shabbos is mutter. Siv Dalet. Even though on Shabbos we can't insulate, even if it doesn't add heat, if you did the insulation before Shabbos, you wrapped the towel around it, and it got uncovered by nighttime, you're allowed to go back and cover it again. And if you wanted to add more blankets on Shabbos, you could. And if you wanted to take it and replace it with another, whether the first was hotter than the second or vice versa, you are allowed to exchange the insulation. On Shabbos, you can switch out one insulation for another, even if one insulation was warmer than the other. It makes no difference. As long as it was insulated before Shabbos, on Shabbos, you can switch out and replace the insulation. Even if the initial insulation was a simple sheet, you can take it and cover it up with a glufgrin. Rashi in the Gemara says glufgrin is a coat, kuf vav tes. It's a heavy coat. It makes no difference. So basically we're saying, if you did that matzah before Shabbos, then on Shabbos, you can recover it. You can't initiate the insulation on Shabbos. But if it was insulated before Shabbos and it came off, you could recover it. You could even cover it with a heavier insulation, as long as it's not moist of heaven. For who, shenispash takadir kol tzarka. But we want that this pot that you're insulating is totally cooked. Avlam einu v'shel is called tzarka, if it's not totally cooked. Afilu hoisev al kisui osu. Then you're allowed to insulate the air of Shabbos if it's not moist of heaven. But then on Shabbos, you can't even add to the cover. Because we're afraid when you add more insulation to the top, it will help it cook, and that's also on Shabbos. It was covered before Shabbos, and on Shabbos it got uncovered. The language that became uncovered is not exact. Because you're allowed to uncover it. As he writes nearby. The Kamash, along with the Chiddush, is even in such a case, that it got uncovered by itself, you can only cover it again if it was nighttime and it got uncovered, you can cover it again. al misgalim yad yom, but if it got uncovered before Shabbos started, then also the chasayis b'Shabbos. You can't cover it on Shabbos. Only if it was covered into Shabbos, and on Shabbos it got uncovered, you can cover it again. But if it was uncovered before Shabbos started, then you can't. At that point, it looks like you're doing the initial installation on Shabbos. It was uncovered before Shabbos started. Certainly, if he himself intentionally uncovered it before Shabbos starts, even though he has in mind, I'm going to be covered at night, you cannot cover it at night. You cannot cover it on Shabbos. Because since it was uncovered Erev Shabbos, to cover it up on Shabbos is initiating a brand new hatmana. Even if it was only covered in a thin sheet, I can then cover it up later with something thick. What's limited to say? Though Tema, you shouldn't say, there's a Eina Chashuv hatmana, that the Sadin is not considered hatmana. Sheinu Mo, what does it help? If so, when I take the heavy coat on Shabbos to cover it, that's called the initial hatmana. So the chiddush is no. The afsadin mikzas. A sheet also helps. Any material around the pot will help it a little bit. It won't help as much as something thicker, but it helps a little bit, and therefore it's not considered the new hatmana when you switch it out for something heavier on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that if it wasn't fully cooked, then even though it's not Moisef Hevel, it's going to help it cook. So how does that happen? How does it help it cook if it's not Moisef Hevel? So the Ber Locha brings this question that B'davish Einu Moisef Hevel, Poshet doesn't cause Bishul. How can it cause Bishul? He concludes by saying that since the food is hot, even though it's not fully cooked yet, since there's heat in the food, when you do atmana, even though she'd mosif hevel, basically, the longer it stays warm, it'll continue to cook off the stove. So, memela, if it wasn't finished cooking yet, the insulation may, in fact, help it cook more. That's what he fears. Since it has its own heat, it's naturally, so then that'll help it slowly finish the cooking process. And if you add insulation, that'll be good and bishul. That'll be awesome. So if, hey, in pina hatafsel b'Shabbos mikederish nesbashel bo, the keder acheres, if on Shabbos you empty the food from the pot it was cooked in to a second pot, or kli sheni, mutu lahatmi no, then you can insulate the second pot of klisheni with something which does not add heat. The chachamim prohibit that mana when you're dealing with the original pot you cooked in. When you pour it to another container, even if it's yatzaled, it's very hot, mutter, you can insulate it. And even if I then move it back to the original pot, it's also mutter. The sulamikri klirishon, it's not called klirishon anymore. It's like something cold, the mutter, you know, that you're allowed to insulate. And even in the original pot, if it cooled down to the point that it's not yatzaledespo, it would appear that it's mutter to insulate it if it's necessary, because once it's not yatzaledespo, it's not really a klirishon either. So this is why we said that you can use a thermos in Shabbos, because the thermos is the klisheni. So even though the thermos is insulated, it doesn't make a difference because you insulate a klisheni. Sivkon chavtes the keder acheres, you move it to another pot. It makes no difference if your intent is specifically to cool it down. For whatever other reason, you change containers. It makes no difference. Then you could do hatmon if it's not moisiv hevel. Because if it does add heat, even something totally cold you can't put in moisiv hevel, as we're about to say. Sivav. You're allowed to insulate on Shabbos something cold in something which doesn't add heat. It shouldn't get more cold. Okay, so maybe you're going the other way. You don't want it to be that cold, so warming up a little bit. But something which adds heat, Afil lahat ben soinen gomer, even to put something totally cold in there, afilim ben yoim, even erev Shabbos, nami osir, it's forbidden, because it's going to heat it up. This is motor even for an odom chashuv. Sometimes we say that people who are of a high stature shouldn't be doing these things. In this case, it's so motor, even odom chashuv could do it. Sifkal Be is davar tzonein, something cold. It's motor do at money with something cold if it's not moist of hevel. Could go in mayim, like water. O tavshel, or something cooked that's cold. Tachas karmic kisasos, and you want to put it under pillows and blankets. Siv Zayin. Kol heichadas v'ina hatmana, when we prohibit hatmana, afilu b'keder mevushel is called sarkon asvina. It's also even if the food is fully cooked. V'afilu mitzdam k'varalo, even if continued cooking would make it worse. The Ramah says, v'cheinik, and that's the ikra locha. V'yesh mekil, and some are lenient, v'arim, they say, the kol shuhu chai legami, if it's totally raw, or nispashal called sarkon, or totally cooked, Mutter behatmana kamo b'shihu. Then hatmana is mutter, just like shihi is mutter. Kamo sheni sparaliyos to Mishnah Gimel. We learned about shihi and Mishnah Gimel. Well, Malkish nagala hakal pisvarazu. Places that conduct themselves this way to be lenient, ain limchus biyod. We're not going to stop them. Our ain lino came b'shamakans. But it's not something others should learn from. This we mentioned before. Such a shita that has this kula. There are those who say there's no marker for this kula, and therefore the Ramah says, listen, if you have the kula, you have the kula, but we're not going to spread it other places. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Lamegimel, called Sako v'chula. If you aser hatmana, it's also even when it's fully cooked. V'odam l'shehi agabi kir, this is not like leaving a pot on a stove, the kuliyam amutim mevushal kol tzorko, that everyone said that you can leave it on the stove even if it's not gar for kotum, as long as it's fully cooked, can be similar to Mishnah Gimel, like we learned in the Mishnah Gimel. The stam hatmana ikaro hu letzorach mocha, because hatmana is usually for tomorrow. V'etzorach chitu tfeish lo yiskar tasha, so you need extra effort to stoke the coals to keep them getting cold. V'lokach eshinu kol gan lechita, that's why we're nervous in all cases that he may come to stoke the coals, even if it's fully cooked. Im yatme beremetz, if he's doing hatmana in burning wood, v'gazim ishum zeh b'chol dover hamoisim hevachanal. And they made the gezera because of that, of stoking the coals, for anything which is most of hevel, like we said before. And even if it's for the nighttime, they still assert, so wrapping something up in most of hevel is going to be usher, even if it's fully cooked, even if it's for that night. No difference. Masha'enkin b'shi as opposed to shehiyah. The stamp shehiyah rak l'tzer ha'layla sh'amenichas megula. The normal shehiyah, the pot is on the stove for Friday night. You leave it open. It's not going to cool down so fast. And therefore, it's fully cooked. We're not afraid to do chitui. Basically, the whole concern we had by shehiyah was, will you help it cook? But if it's cooked, we're not afraid. Why aren't you afraid he'll do chitui to keep it warm? We're not afraid about that. It's hot when Shabbos starts, it'll be hot enough. We're not worried about that. But by the hatmana, that's for Shabbos morning usually. That's why you're wrapping it up. So we are afraid of chitui. And therefore, they answered hatmana of Mosef Hevel even Erev Shabbos because of the scenario when you do hatmana in Remetz, which is Mosef Hevel, and there's coals, and you may come to do chitui later on. So just forget it. You can't do it. Sifkal Lamadad, Vafil Metzdag Varalo, even if continued cooking ruins it, you can't do that hatmana. B'diyeved, Mutul Kol Yam Metzdag Varalo, B'diyeved, if you did it, then if it is worse off by continued on, it would be mutter b'di'evet k'nal b'sefalf. We learned that back in Sefalf. Sefkar l'amidehe. V'yesh mekilin. The Ramah brings a kula. V'yesh mekilin v'chulu koyat mana b'davim b'sef hel m'yom. They're referring to insulating Erev Shabbos with things that add heat, that if it's totally raw or totally cooked, there's no problem. Avla ha'at b'shabbos b'davim sheinim b'sef hel, but to do at mana on Shabbos, even though it doesn't add heat, I feel mavushal called sarko, even if it's totally cooked. Umistag varalo, and it will get worse to continue cooking. Also, the kulyama, everyone agrees that's forbidden. The yesh oim in the yesh makilin in the Ramah is not coming to allow hatmana on Shabbos. The discussion is allowing hatmana with davar moisef hevel erev Shabbos. Do you make a distinction if it's fully cooked or totally raw? And the mechaber says no. The yesh makilin says no. We could make them. Sefkar lam avav legamri if it's totally raw. Sfilu they hold, kim shuchai, since it's totally raw, afilu hoi matme beremetz, even if you would do hatmana with the coals, that's moisef hevel, loi mispashal idea chit l'tzorach halayla. it doesn't have enough time to cook that night if you stoked the coals. And for tomorrow for lunch, it'll cook without your stoking the coals. Therefore, we're not cheshish. So this Yesh Makilim said a heter to do at Mormon, Davim Yosef Hevel, Erev Shabbos, if it's totally raw or totally cooked. But again, the Mechaber does not Mechalik. And even the Ramo says, if you don't have this minig, don't adopt this minig. And many posts can be said earlier felt there's no real source to be lenient with us.